Blog Talk Radio.
If I get it, so I said I've gotten in a couple times.
Sister Powell, once more on our health Thursday. I just want to give God thanks that he has spared our life, that we can gather at his welcome table. Let us offer a word of prayer, my dear beloved. Father, we just want to thank you for the privilege of prayer. We want to thank you, dear Lord, that you have allowed us that we can come to sit, to share, and to tell you how much we love you. As we gather here, we ask you to fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit. Use us mightily, Lord. And we just want to say thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, again, welcome to Advent Thursday. And we will start, you know what? Our opening song this evening, my dear beloved, before we read our scripture passage, will be Rescue the Perishing. You know, we need to be rescued with God. So I'm going to sing it. Try to sing it. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and from shame. Wait for the daring one, lift up the falling one, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. So they are slighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently. He will forgive if they only believe. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, deity demands it. Strength for thy labor, the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them. Tell the poor wanderer, Savior was died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Praise the Lord. Jesus is merciful, my dear beloved. Now our scripture reading, our opening scripture reading is Genesis 1:29, and also 3 John 1-4 and Revelation 22:1-2. I know my dear beloved love to read, so who would like to read the first scripture? The hands put up. I am going to open and ask you to read the first scripture for me. 518-650, your line is open. Genesis 1:29-30. Thank you. Welcome again, my dear. Can you tell your name?
Good evening, Sister Powell. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. Thank you for opening my line. Good evening to everybody.
Good evening, my dear beloved.
Genesis 1:29-30. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so.
Amen.
30.
Amen.
30. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Amen. Thank
Amen.
God.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for reading our first scripture. And our second scripture, 240-98. Your line is open. Can you read for me?
Amen, amen. Howdy do, beloved. Thank you, Sister Power, for opening up my line. 3 John 1-4 says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Thank you so much, Sister Paul, for allowing me to read such powerful scripture tonight on the Thursday, Health Thursday.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear, for reading that. And our third scripture is Revelation 22:1. And I'm going to open 985-209. Your line is open. Asking if you're going to read the third scripture. We're all participating this evening in our Thursday.
You want me to read a scripture?
985-209. Your line is open.
Uh-huh. Wait just a minute. You can read any scripture?
Revelation 22. Revelation 22, 1 to 2. Revelation 22, 1 to 2.
Revelation 22. Let me see. See, I can read, but I can barely see. I ain't got my glasses. I ain't got no glasses. I could try to read it if I see it, because I can't see that good.
Okay, okay, my dear. Sister Brenda,
huh?
If you can. If you cannot see, we have somebody else to read you.
Huh?
If you do not find it or you can't read it, we will ask somebody else if you is not available.
Yeah, get somebody else to find something. Sometimes I can read it, sometimes I can't.
Okay. All right, sister. Thank you, my dear beloved. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Revelation 22, 1 to 2. All right. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it. And on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Praise the Lord. God is so good. He's so great.
Thank you, Jesus.
He gave us everything that we need from creation. My dear beloved, we have a Lord here who is so good. He knows everything about us, and he knows what we need. And because he knows what we need, he gave it to us, and we have to be grateful for the things that he have done. So, my dear beloved, tonight is Health Thursday, and we have a lot to share, right? We know the 8 laws of health. Christ is the one who created this world. And all things that are there in the world is God created it. All things. He gave us life and light of everything. So we can tell others what God has done. And we find in Jesus is our life. He derived. In him is life that is original, unborrowed, right? Unwithered life. In him there is strength, right? He gave us the fountain of life, and we cannot do nothing without him. So this evening, my dear beloved, because we know we have a life giver, we know we have a provider and a protector, and he is able to do all things in us. So at this time, it will be open, the line will be open for us to share about our health, natural remedy that God have given unto us that we read a while ago, how much he loves us. He had given us the 8 laws of health, and we have to be grateful for it so that we can be able to be more mature, more healthier, and also more obedient to share the health message. So I'm going to start opening the line now that everyone on the line would like to share some of the natural things that you have been using during the past year and even during this week. You can share 240. Your line is open.
All right. Thank you, Sister Powell. This is Steffi from the Maryland DMV area. There has been so many things that I've been utilizing. Definitely preventive care, that hydrotherapy, that is a norm for me. Every morning I'm doing, you know, hot, cold, a cycle of that before I leave. That is something that is good to help to boost our immune system as well. We have the staple, I call it the bomb, especially now we're talking about, we're hearing them talk about a different wave coming in. So we have the ginger, we have the garlic, we have the fresh lemon juice, we have the turmeric, we have the onion. And so I grate all of those and squeeze the lemon and add a little cayenne pepper in it. And that is a balm that I make for us to be able to boost our immune system as well. And the lemon is so awesome, you know, can be used for so many things. The ginger and the garlic, we know garlic is very potent. It acts as an antibiotic as well. The onion, all of those things are great things that we can utilize as well. I'm doing what you call it, the citrus, the pith of the lemon and the pith of the orange and the grapefruit. You could boil that into a tea, into a concoction. And that is something that you can consume that is going to boost your immune system as well. And I'm doing bay leaves. So I boil the bay leaf as a tea. That is something that is good for you to close. Very good. Oregano oil. Make sure that you have these things in your pantry that you can go and you can grab the castor oil. Individuals that are going through pain, you know, of the joints and the bones and the muscles, you can get yourself some cold pressed castor oil and you can use that, you know, and that will, it seeps down, you know, through the skin into the bone, and it will help you with aches and pains that you might be experiencing. And something that you need to check out if you are having aches and pains more than often, you want to check your vitamin D level, right? That has been showing that it is connected. When our vitamin D level are low, we can feel the repercussion of that by having extra pain. And so you want to check that out as well. And then as Sister Powell talked about the new start, making sure that we're employing the eight doctors that makes house call: nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, ear, rest, and trust in God. Amen. And so I will stop there for now. Your charcoal water is good. Your cabbage leaf, those things are good for swelling and for inflammation as well. All right. So those are some of the things I have with you, you know, for you to do, Sister Powell, that anyone who's on are able to utilize that. All right.
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear, for sharing so much things. And I do hope, I know we have them, you know, but sometimes we don't remember. So we asking you all, you know, to jot them down that you can use it for yourself and also share with others. Thank you for sharing. I am going to open this line, 225-337. Your line is open. You tell your name, where you're calling from. Now is a little share. And also your prayer request. You can.
Amen.
Please sit there.
Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Can you? Yes. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola. You remember a couple of weeks ago, couldn't even talk without coughing and whatever. But I want to thank God for his remnants. And I just want to tell you, I've been using a little everything that Sister Stephanie just has said. Use all that and then some. I actually used my echinacea, and I used that. I used my slippery M's. That slippery M's, I'm telling you, that stuff is, like they say, the bomb. That's a really matter of hours. But the most important thing I want to tell my brothers and sisters, if you don't understand, like, when women has like breast cysts but I had breast cysts, so non-benign, and but sometimes you feel pain. But let me tell you something, just as Sister Stephanie just mentioned, but this is what I do. I take the castor oil and I put it in my little medicine marble jar, a marble bowl or whatever you want to call that thing, and I dip my little spoon or that little marble thing into the powder. I try not to waste it, because figure out a way that you can use it and don't waste it. So I dip it in that in my jar with the powder, because I got a big container. Dip it in there and it comes out a little clumps of it stuck to that my big thing that you crush seals with. And I take the castor oil and I just drip the castor oil around it, because castor oil has a thickness to it. You just pour it over the bowl, and I put it on, and I put on a sports without spelling out everything. I just put on a sport cloth. To secure that. And I just put that on and go to sleep. And I'm telling you, it works perfect. It takes away the pain. And also, like that echinacea, the ginger, the lemon, the cayenne pepper, I use so many things there that clear my voice up. And then also I use the eye bright. Let me tell you something about eye bright. I had a vision, Sister Powell. My vision had kind of looked like it was disfigured. And I said, oh, my goodness. And I used that eye bright for a while. Don't you know it cleared it up? And I can see so good. I can see so well. And the lady told me, she said, your eyes are like 20/20, but they say always but something else. But you see some kind of specs. She said, but your eyes is very, you know, but she said that I have dry eyes, so I'm taking some vitamins and things for that. But just to let you know about those three things, the castor oil is most important. You add that castor oil, you add that powder first, and then you put that castor oil and just you apply it. And just put two of cotton with that. And you would be surprised how it works. Amen. So thank
Amen.
You, Sister Powell, for and Amen. Just my prayer is pray for me because I didn't travel today, but I got to leave early in the morning. So I will be going to bed very early. Soon as I
Amen.
Get off the phone, I'm prepared. So keep me in prayer. Please pray for me, my family. Pray for my sister Brenda and her grandchildren. And just keep all our brothers and sisters on the prayer line in prayer also. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on, for joining us. And we just want to thank God for your healing process because you sound 100% better than last week. God is so good. He's so great. And sure, we will be praying for your travel to that convention. So we are so grateful to know that we can come to share all these things, the natural remedy, with each other so that when, you know, we come down with our little ailment, we can say we can go into the pantry and find these natural things that we can use. Thank you again, my dear beloved. Yes, I'm going to open this line with everyone who is here to share. Some of them we are just sharing, and then we will go in. We have 7:40, you know, and we have Sister Stephanie's with us for this sermon message this evening. So we will be having everyone to participate. Who knows? All right. 518-650, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Hello. Good afternoon again. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. What do you want me to do now, Sister Powell?
Well, I just want you right now to, whether your prior request, and you can let your song stay until the closing, just your testimony of praise and well, your prior request. Know that everyone, you know, would like everyone to participate. So you can have lay your song a little. When prayer time, I will just come back and call you to sing your song for your prayer, from the prayer.
I'm so thankful for God, for his keeping care, for his tender mercy, for bringing me out in the morning and for bringing me back. Yesterday morning, I wasn't so feeling so well, and I woke up so late, 19 minutes after 6. I have to call our next lady who, I just get to know her because they have a prayer at 6 o'clock every evening, and I always go on the prayer line. So I have to call her. I say, I wake very late. Can you carry me to work? Yeah. It's not the first time that man should come and carry me to work. I'm so thankful to God for, you know, having good people to help us out when we are in our little problems. Only God alone knows all things, so we just have to hold on to him and keep on keeping on and do our best to help everyone, because when we are down, we don't know who is going to come and help us. So we have to love, care, share, and do everything we can do for somebody. So
Amen.
I just want to pray for me and pray for my family so that God may continue to bless us and keep us and help us to walk in the way he wants us to walk.
Thank you, my dear beloved. Sure, we will pray, and it's good for us to have good friends, you know, that we can rock on. And that is why God wants us to be close with each other. All right, so thank you for hearing. Another person, 843-206, your line is open. Tell your name,
Amen.
And you can, your prayer request,
Amen.
And
thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. This is Sister Tymiko from Florida, and I just wanted to share a health nugget with everyone about the sunlight taken from Psalms 19, verse 1. The sky above proclaims God's handiwork. Sunlight converts cholesterol into vitamin D, lowering the blood cholesterol, helping prevent many types of cancer, and aiding calcium absorption, which in turn helps prevent osteoporosis and tooth decay, makes stronger, denser bones, and speeds bone repair. Sunlight kills many germs and enhances the immune system. Many skin diseases respond well to controlled sunlight doses. Sunlight moves the nervous system and is important in treating depression. It gives a sense of well-being and increases endorphin production in the brain. Sunlight strengthens the cardiovascular system and improves the circulation, lowers heart rate, and normalizes the blood pressure and blood sugar, being high, down, and low. Sunlight aids in weight loss, increasing the metabolism by stimulating thyroid production. Sunlight improves sleep. Natural light exposure in daytime increases melatonin and output in night. Sunlight improves liver function and is an effective treatment for jaundice. So I just wanted to share those health tips about sunlight. And I thank you so much. I'm asking for prayers for everyone on the prayer line tonight, praying for the Yvette Life prayer line, for all my brothers and sisters. I'm asking for prayer for my mom, my children, and my grandchildren, and just for the whole nation and for the children in the world. Amen. Thank you, Sister.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for joining us and to share some of the health benefits, 1-8 laws of health, sunlight, how important sunlight is to us. Right? Thank you, Maddie. I'm sure we will be praying for your family. 423-635, your line is open. Welcome. Can you share your name and where you're calling from?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, dear. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. This is Sister Carla. Just thanking the Lord. I'm here in Tennessee. Thanking the Lord for a new day has started, as it is sunset and a day had passed. And I'm just thanking him for his mercy, his love, and his tender mercy towards each and every one of us that he has provided. I'm still at work, but I, you know, took some time out to just come in and greet my brothers and sisters. And I just want to share, many of you know the symptom of coronavirus, but this is also can be symptom of a flu. But I just want to share this with you. So it says it's fever, it's cough, it's sore throat, runny nose, shortness of breath, chest tightness, chest pain, body ache, headache, breathing difficulties, loss of taste and smell, which is the a deficiency in zinc, fatigue. May begin as a common flu, but in 7 to 10 days, develop into more severe condition, pre-pneumonia, severe acute respiratory syndrome, less oxygen to vital organ, an organ, you know, it can shut down the organs, and death if you let it go, you know, without treating it that long. So the best thing is to take precaution and to treat it. With the flu bomb, basically we all should have these in our kitchen. Turmeric, ginger, garlic, onions, lemon, cayenne pepper, honey, and the cayenne pepper should be 9,000 HU. So it should be the hottest form. Some people can't take heat, but you know, whatever you can take it, whatever heat. And you just mix all of that together and have it ready. Don't wait until the appointed time. And to prevent anything also is to take it, you know, daily or twice, or so we know that onion under the feet is also good. And one more thing is the zinc and the copper is really good, because copper helps the zinc intake to be absorbed. So zinc inhibits the virus ability to reproduce, so it blocks it. Zinc supports a robust immune response. Zinc acts as a powerful and antioxidant and oxidative stress caused by the toxin overload of iron that has been dumped into the blood from the burst cell. So zinc with copper is very good so that it can help the zinc to go into the body and things. And the first one is prayer, and also the eight doctors that make health call, and all the laws of God, you know, the law, the love for God and the love for man. Those are very important. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. Jesus is soon to come, brothers and sisters, and Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla, for joining, although you are at work, and also sharing, you know, about these wonderful, that the flu is coming up, and, you know, it can turn to Kawona, what they call it, that name, you know, but we are not going to claim this. Well, all we have to do, my dear, we got all the remedies on this line, that we have to be obedient. If we don't have to be obedient, we won't be able to use these things. So we just pray that God will help us, that we will use these natural remedy and also share with others. So we just want to thank God that he had provided these remedies for us. Okay. 8985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for his blessings and his love. I want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters for prayers on at the light, prayers for one another help. It makes it grow, and it keeps us blessed and for each other. And I just want to read a prayer. Dear God, we are humbled by the power of your hand, and we lift our voice in praise for your love. You unconditionally bestow on us. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, what a good God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to ask for prayer for my brothers and sisters on Advent Light, off the prayer line, all around the four corners. I pray for the sick, the nursing home, the jailhouse, the under the bridge, and wherever they may be. We just want to pray for the my grandchildren, the children, of small children and adults, and in between on the buses, off the buses around the world, that they may be safe on these buses and on these bus stops going home, because they have some enemies that's trying to attack the children. And Lord, we just want to continue to keep them in prayer, because it's you know, they're driving the bus and they can't see what's going on way in the back of the bus. Sometimes they can't hear because the children are talking. So we just want to lift up the children, lift up Alex Nation, Sister Power, with her congregation, and the sister always traveling, and all the other brothers and sisters that stand in need of prayer, aches and pain or whatever. So I just thank God we was on this prayer line tonight, and ask God to forgive us where we fall short. Amen. Brother John.
Amen. Yes, hello to everyone. It's Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And I want to thank God for everything and for many blessings. And one of them is this prayer line that we learn from and that we be taught from. And I just want to say I'm going to continue eating healthy and everything. And I noticed Sister Powell came by, you know. And I've noticed how healthy she was eating, so thank God that he installed it in her. And I've been, leading I've been following by her example, and just eating is just as happy as healthy as Sister Power was that day. And I feel so much better, you know, and things like that. By the more healthier I eat, look like the results are good, because it makes me feel better and better by the day. So just wanted to tell her that, it was passed down to me, her knowledge, you know, and God's knowledge that he gave to her was passed down to me. And the teachings on the prayer line, everything, you know, I'm glad y'all shared to pass it down so we can learn and grow. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for joining and sharing. God is so good. He's so great, you know. We can just say this evening, my dear beloved, we are so blessed. We are filled because we have a full line here this evening. Our family is all here on board, so we are asking our brothers and sisters want to share just briefly, you know, because we're going to go into our word of prayer, and then we will get the message. So we are asking you, if you want to share, please press 1 that I can know, have some numbers here. I don't see any hand going up, but I would like you, if you want to share, please press 1, and then I will open your line. Brother Eli, 6 feet. Okay. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, beloved Sister Power. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How are we doing today? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Power, I like to praise him because he is good. He's worthy to be praised. Mom, it's too loud. Sister Power, I'm praying for my mother. I'm praying for individuals, and I'm praying for the others, Sister Power, that the others will come to me, Sister Power. I'm waiting, because Sister Power, I'm waiting on the Lord that God will change every situation, Sister Power. God knows everything, and may God bless you all on the prayer line, my brothers and sisters. And Sister Power, God, brothers and sisters, I'm patient. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing. The others are going to come to you with God's help. God is going to allow that to happen. Just trust and believe, my dear beloved. Yes, my dear beloved, on this line this evening, we are so grateful to know that we join, and we are welcoming everyone on this line here. If you are the first time listener, Lord, we welcome you all. If you join us for the first time, we are here. Welcome and thank God that you are here with us. We are here praying for all those who join us in the internet, those from Netherlands, those from Canada, those from Tennessee, those from Louisiana, New York City, Maryland, and China, Africa, Jamaica. We just welcome you as a big family. And as we are going to fellowship this evening, my dear beloved, I'm just praying that the Holy Spirit will use us mightily and fill our hearts for the message that will be coming, presenting from the Lord. So I just want to give God thanks for that. We want to thank God for our dear sisters and brothers who love the Lord so much and is on the battlefield sharing God's word, God's truth, God's light to those who do not understand or those who do not know him. So I'm going to open the line. If there is no one else who'd like to share, for Sister Barnaby is going to sing a song for us, and then we will go into prayer. So I'm going to open the line for her, our dear sister, to sing for us. We have the line. I don't see her. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. 518-650, your line is open. Can you lead us into a prayer song? Any song you want? As we are going into prayer, and we're going to ask 2 people, you know, and then I will be the third to pray for us tonight.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary. Say, part, strength to my fainting heart, my zeal in spur. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee, dear woman, change as we are living far. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Be darkness turned to day, wipe sorrow's cares away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, O God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, as I come before you this evening, nothing in my hands I bring, but simple to you I come. And worthy and holy and done nothing good, God, but just because my faith took up to you, you are the Lamb of Calvary, you are the Savior divine. Lord, hear all of us as we pray, O God, take all our guilt away. Oh, let us from this day be wholly thine. Lord, we look to you because you is the only God. You alone can heal. You alone can save. You alone can bring down and you alone can break down and you alone can build up. Father, nothing we have, oh God, but because of your grace and your mercy, we are here. You gave us another chance. So, Lord, help us not to take it for granted, but to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that is due unto your holy name. Lord, you see each of us, oh God, on this prayer line, and you know our heart. You know us more than we know ourselves, oh God. You know our destiny, and you know everything about us. So, Lord, we just put everything into your hand. Help us to trust you, to believe in you, oh God, to come boldly before you, so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Heavenly Father, be with all of us. You see all of us and you know all of us. Be with our grandchildren, our children, our brothers and our sisters, and all our relatives. We put them before you this evening, O God. I am asking you to be with us in a special way. Lord, we need your blessing. We need your cleansing, O God. We need your healing. We need everything from you. Lord, you are the God who created us. And you know everything about us. So, Heavenly Father, what is in us that is unlike you, please rebuke, remove, and destroy it, O God, and help us to be wholly thine. Help us to walk with you, to talk with you, to go where you go, God, and to do the things that you do. Lord, help us to share, to be loving, to be kind, and to care about our friends and our family alone, but neighbors, O God, and those who we come in contact with. Oh God, thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. Thank you for all you have been doing for us, what you're doing now, what you continue to do, dear Jesus. As today is another day, dear God, each day we wake, help us to give you the honor, the glory, the praise that is due unto your name, because you alone is God. So Heavenly Father, be with the speaker who's going to break the bread of life this evening. Let him not be seen, but let you be seen in him. Speaking, O God, and doing the things that you would do. Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. God, heal the sick, O God. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless. Heavenly Father, take full control, Lord. Have your way, dear God. Let your will be done, I pray, and I give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for that song, My Faith Looks Up to Thee, and also for praying for each one of us. God is so good. Now, dear Mike, open this line 240. She can ask you for the other prayer. And my dear beloved, after the prayer, the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie, who will present our message. We just welcome her back on our line, and we are happy to have her. So we're just going to open
240-988. Your line is open.
Let us bow our heads in as we go into prayer. Oh, kind and loving Father, we are so thankful that we can be afforded this opportunity to bow before you. Lord, we thank you so much for bringing us to another Thursday. We know that it was because of you why we were not consumed. We know many things beset us, Heavenly Father. We know that there are things that each and every person that is on this line encounter. But because of your grace, because of your mercy, we can find peace, we can find forgiveness, we can find healing, we can find comfort. Lord, I touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up. You have heard the cry of your people. Brother Eli is asking for prayers for his mother. We have heard Sister Leola asking for prayer for safe traveling mercies. There are many on the line that are seeking prayer requests that are not known to us and doesn't need to be known to us. Unspoken, Lord, we pray that you will have your will in their life. We heard from Sister Brenda, Lord, and we're lifting up Sister Brenda to you, Lord, who is praying for the homeless, who is praying for the individuals that are in jail, who is praying for what the world would deem the least among us. We ask you that you will shower them down, Lord. Let them feel your presence. And we're praying, God, that you will transform their minds. We know that you can do it. We know that there's nothing that is too hard for you to do. Lord, we lift up to you Sister Barnaby and her family, Sister Consonelli and her family, Sister Carla and her family, Sister Timiko and her family, each and every person, Heavenly Father, that is represented on this line. We're begging, we're pleading, Heavenly Father, that you will remove anything from us that is not in line with you. You will give us a heart transplant, a blood transfusion, so that we will be able to represent you in our thoughts, in our deeds, in our words, that everything we do, we will be able to uplift you. Individual will come to know who you are. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing me back, Heavenly Father, and for bringing me through such a rough time. But we know that you said that all we have to do is just hold on just to the thread, as that woman who had the issue of blood did. She hang on to just the thread of your garment, knowing that through you she can find healing, Lord. So we know that through you we can find victory. Forgive me of any shortcoming, anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. But I pray that you will continue to mold us. You will continue to fashion us. You will continue to draw us closer and higher up to you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. I will just close with that little short. I just want to give God thanks and praise for his blessing. I want to thank God for his healing process towards me. I want to thank God that my brothers and my sister on this line organized with you, Lord, praying, Lord, for healing. And I just want to let everyone know, dear Lord, how much I thank them for prayer. And, Lord, we extend our prayer, lift up, Lord, all those who are on the line, maybe for the first time. We ask you to strengthen them and allow them, Lord, that they may know there are no strangers on this line. They are all brothers and sisters. So we just want to thank you. We lift up our dear sister and the twin, Lord, sometimes the names, them slip me, dear Lord. But you know the names, Lord, those are the twin baby, Dominic, Lord Jesus, and also his wife and the children. We lift them up to you, dear God. You are so good. You are so great. You are the great physician, and you are the healer, and you can do all things.
continue to bless us on this line and help us that the message that will come down straight from you, that we will be filled. Bless us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Sister Katie, Lord, Father, we lift up Sister Katie and the twin, Lord Jesus. We know sometimes the enemy doesn't want us to remember these names, but we thank you for your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who you send to us that to lead us and to guide us into all truth. So continue to bless Sister Katie, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. 240, your line is open.
Heavenly Father, I thank you again for this opportunity to come and to share your word. I pray that you will touch my lips with coal, Lord. Let this message be one that will agitate our hearts, that will transform our hearts, so that we will not just be hearer of the word, but we will be doer, fit to be able to do your job on this, your battlefield that we're placed on for this last days that we are in. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen us, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so we want to say welcome again to the Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday. It has been a while for me being here and presenting, and I don't take it lightly. It is a pleasure. However, I know that you all were in good hands, and so I thank you, Sister Powell, for this opportunity. As I was saying and sharing with you all, I'm in this program, and I'm telling you, I guess as we get a little bit older, things tend to get a little bit more difficult. And so I went through, this was about, 5 weeks of these courses, 2 separate courses, and it was rough, beloved. I have not experienced anything quite like this recently, right? I think I experienced something like this about, might have been 2 years ago. But this is, took it to another level. And I am telling you, it was because of the grace of God. It was because of the knowledge and the wisdom that God has given me why I was able to overcome as well. Telling you, there were times where I didn't know that I was going to make it, right, in terms of completing the task, all of the tasks that I had to do. And I literally was going around in my house saying, God, it was just a constant conversation, more and more, God, I need you to help me. There's no way. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm not, all the things that I had to read and still have a job, a full-time job, where I have 24 kids, 23 at one point in time. It was 22. I got one more, 23, and then somebody else was added to my room, 24. And so I'm doing that full-time job where I have not been in a classroom, per se, full-time with so many kids that is really, I'm responsible for all of them. I've subbed and, kind of pushed in because of the situation last year. So it has been a lot, and it is a lot. And so I know that I was able to overcome this, not by my own strength, beloved. I'm telling you, where I would be in constant communique, constant prayer with God, seeking and begging and asking him to give me the wisdom. It was a lot of materials to read, a lot. And there was time where I couldn't read all of the materials because I just didn't have time to read the materials, all of them. And I would just pray, literally. I would just read some of them, skim through them, and pray, and God, to help me to be able to write this. And I don't know if I remember, if I shared this with you, in my first communique that I had with one of the professor, he actually reprimanded me and reproved me because I had used God in my writing to him. And in the way how I acknowledged or greeted my colleagues, my peers, and he really reprimanded me. But I'm telling you, God is so awesome because he says that, you know, this message has to go out to everyone, in every kindred, every nation, every tongue. And so I came to find out that, strangely enough, he was, you know, a part. I didn't know it at the time, and I'm glad that God didn't reveal it to me at the time, because it probably would have ended differently. But I was told that, you know, his lifestyle does not warrant the scripture that we that God has ordained and given to us as what a true marriage or a true relationship is. So you know, I didn't understand why he you know, kind of was like, you know, no one else has ever had any issue with my you know, my writing in using you know, just that greeting, you know, I pray all is well with you. And especially since the pandemic, no one has ever had an issue with that before, and no one has ever had an issue during or after. And so it was very strange, you know. And so I pray and I say, God, help me to be able to minister, you know, be able to use your words to draw people closer, closer to you. And so there was an assignment that was given. See, before we ask, and we're going to go into the ministry of healing, but we're setting the things up of how powerful God is within the small things within our life. We think that they're small, but God sees them as something that is important to us, and he will manifest himself in that situation. And so there was an assignment that he gave, and the assignment was talking about, you know, what are some of the things you're able to do or you can do when you get overwhelmed or when you feel like you can't do anything? What scripture comes to your mind? For me, it was, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me, Philippians 4:13. So God allowed me the opportunity to be able to share these things in the post connected to the assignment that he has given me, the same very person that reproved me from utilizing God, right? But there was other things that he said that it was acceptable, and it was bothering me, right? It was because I was going against my conscience. And so I had a conversation with him, and he shared, a professor, and he shared, he was like, you know, Steph, you're thinking, you're overthinking this too much. Don't, you know, don't overthink it so much. Just, you know, just do it as best as you can. But see, my purpose was to get it on record so that when I respond to something, you can't mark me down, or you can't say, oh, I didn't do what you had instructed me to do, because I brought it to your attention, telling you that, you know, it was bothering me, it was going against my conscience, and, you know, and it was on record. Everybody heard it. And he said, gave me an opportunity not to overthink it, but just to continue to do what my heart would tell me to do. And that's what I did. And so I just want to thank God I finished that program. So I'm 3 classes down, and there was some classes that I had taken before of 9 credits. So that is going to be connected. They're going to use that for the program as well. So I just ask you to continue to pray for me. So that, you know, I'm able to, this knowledge that I'm acquiring is not for me, but to be able to assist others. Amen. And so I'm telling you, I finished last Monday. I was able to upload everything. And, you know, I had some professors that were kind and gave me grace. And I know that it was God who touched their hearts. For them to give me grace. And so I'm going to go into mind cure. The mind is such a powerful thing. I was at church last Sabbath, and the pastor preached about the fact that how our mind is so heavily connected and intertwined to our bodies. So do you know that you can tell your, somebody could come and say to you, and I'm going to give you the example that the man used. Somebody could say to you today, give you a diagnosis and say that you were sick with all these type of things. And immediately before, you never had any issue. You weren't feeling any kind of pain, nothing. But you could go to the doctor and you could get a result saying that you are ill with this disease or this stage type of situation, and immediately your body can start reacting and giving those symptoms that they never gave before. Have you ever experienced that? Where you would go, you were fine, right? Nothing was bothering you. But you went to the doctor and the doctor gave you the result, and then all of a sudden your body starts to mimic the very symptoms that or symptoms from the disease or from the diagnosis that the doctor gave you immediately, right? That's the mind controlling the body, right? And so do you think that we are able to, through Christ Jesus, train our minds? Train our minds to be able to filter, not even absorb, right? To be able to block out negative information, block out information that are not going to be uplifting to you. Do you think you're able to, do you think that God has given you that mind? Let this mind stay up on you in Christ Jesus, right? Do you think that this mind can be stayed upon Christ Jesus so that nothing that you're, no negative thing will move you? Absorb that for a minute and think about that for a minute. And so I go back to what the pastor shared. He said there was a man that went to the doctor. The man was fine, was healthy, and he went to the doctor, did a test, and then he got the results. And when the results came back, the results said like he was what, stage 4, he had like stage 4 kidney disease or, you know, cancer or something like that within. And immediately the man starts displaying symptoms as if to say that's the disease he had, right? He was weak, he was tired, he was, you know, was having these effects, going to the bathroom, all this kind of stuff that never happened before. And he had to muster up some strength to tell his wife. And when he told his wife, a smart woman, right? Woman, I want you to know that you are the true influencer. We have a lot of these social media young kids and older ladies on the TikTok, on the social media, and they're called influencer. But know that you are a godly woman of God, is a true influencer, right? And his wife checked and said, let me look at the, the diagnosis, the report. And guess what happened, beloved? The report that the wife looked at had the wrong name. It wasn't the husband who was diagnosed. It was somebody else. And immediately, he felt better. You see that? The mind. So there's a saying in Jamaica that, you know, they often say when I was growing up, what you don't know won't hurt you, right? What you don't know won't hurt you. How much individuals that you know that it was after they found out that they had some kind of illness, disease or ailment, that their body started to deteriorate. Their bodies started to act in a manner where it wasn't acting that way before they found out about the diagnosis, right? So we have to speak things. I told you I was diagnosed with some autoimmune, and I'm telling you, I'm not claiming it. I say this is what they say, but I know what God has done. And when I went, when I would go to my doctor's visit, they were shocked because with what they said I had, I was supposed to be have more infection. I was supposed to be very sickly, and that was not happening, right? Those type of symptoms was not being exhibited within my body. But I've often tell myself that I'm not going to claim it. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed, right? By his stripe, I'm healed. Through the blood of Jesus, I can be made whole. And I believe that, right? I totally believe that. And so that is the power that God has given us through him. being able to train the mind. When we read these scriptures, we just read, I wish above all that you may prosper and be in good health. Right? And so we want to speak. It says that, you know, we have power. There's life and death in the tongue. And God has given us power to cast the mountain. Right? To cast the mountains in the ocean. God has given us power to walk on scorpions. So there is, you have power. And that power came from the blood of Jesus. And we have it. How many of us are utilizing it? How many of us are confident that through Jesus Christ, if we are obedient to him, let's put that old word in there. Got to get that in the recipe. If we're obedient to him, if we have surrendered all to him, nothing that the enemy can beset us, whether it be, you know, disease, ailments, financial, family issues, nothing that he can throw away that Jesus Christ, our Savior, will not be able to have victory over. Do you believe that, beloved? All right, and so let's go. How many times it says speak a word of encouragement, sing praises, right? Those are weapons to overcome the enemy. I heard Sister Leola talk about, you know, the eyes, the same thing with me, and, you know, they want to do surgery, and they want to do this, and they want to do it very quickly. They don't want you to go and research. They don't want to go and pray. The same thing with my knee. The doctor immediately wanted to do surgery, and when I went to my other doctor, he was like, no. But I had to tell myself, I at one point in time, I could not walk. I was not able to walk, but I had to tell my, in the name of Jesus, I bound it up. God, you said, Lord, this is the word, and I'm saying, you said that you wish above all things that I may prosper and be in good health. I need to be able to share. I need to be able to go from one place to the next to share these gems, these wealth of information that you have given unto us. And eventually I was able to walk. I was able to get up and do little things. And when I went, the man looked like he saw a ghost. He was shocked. And I told him, but God. It was because of God. And I know that God will continue to heal. And I shared it with another guy and the teacher at my school, and he gave me encouragement, right? I said, yeah, they told me it was a tormentor. So he said, but, you know, God can do everything. He can heal it. And I was like, I receive it. And I'm still in the healing process. And I know that God is going to heal me fully because we have a work to do. So let's go into, I'm in Mind Cure. And I'm going to start with, this is one of my favorite chapters. Mind Cure is one of my favorite chapters, I think, you know, out of the Ministry of Healing. There's so much gem in Mind Cure. All right. And this is like one of my favorite portions, and I'm going to talk about this part, help in every trial. I'm going to read a little bit of this, and then I will go into sing praises, and I will go into blessed assurance. And it says, we are in a world of suffering, difficulty, trial, and sorrow await us all along the way to the heavenly home. I'm going to say it again. Help trial. We are in a world of suffering, difficulty, trial, and sorrow await us all along the way to the heavenly home. But there are many who make life's burdens doubly heavy by continually anticipating trouble, right? So this is what happened, right? When we are told we have this kind of ailment, we start what? Worry. And, you know, stress is the worst. Stress is the worst, right? Stress allow your body to do things where you're like, whoa, So whatever we're going through, whatever the trials, know that God does trust you enough and know that you can endure, you can overcome. Think about Job. Look at what Job went through. And his wife was not a good influencer, because what did she say? Curse God and just die. But Job was like, you're talking like a foolish woman. How many times you're around people who talk like a foolish person? If they're not able to uplift you or me, I don't know about you. I don't want to be around you. I need encouragement. I need for you to uplift. I need for you to go into the word and say, God said he will never leave you or forsake you. He will never give you more than you can manage. If my people are called by my name, should just what? Humble themselves, seek the faith, seek my face and pray. He will heal us. He will hear from us. Amen. And so it says, but there are many who make life's burdens doubly heavy by continually anticipating trouble. If they meet adversity or disappointment, they think that everything is going to ruin, that theirs is the hardest lot of all, that they are surely coming to want. How many times we think that, our life is so much harder than somebody else, right? Not thinking that they're individuals that have nowhere to live, not thinking that they're individuals that can't find food to eat, right? Don't have any place to live, right? When we hear about the wickedness that is happening in D.C., there has been 209 deaths thus far. Almost 75% of that to young people. Young people. There was a young man, 16 years old. He was, what was he doing? He was the one that was getting ready. He was going out to buy detergent. To buy detergent to wash his clothes because he had gotten a promotion at the job. And he was getting ready to wash his clothes so that he can get his uniform ready to go to work. Dead. Caught in the crossfire. Young people are dropping like groves. Droves of young people are dropping. Lawlessness is happening within our system. I was on a call on a YouTube live yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yes, no, it wasn't yesterday. It was Tuesday. On a YouTube live for our school system about safety. Teacher end up dead. You know, they shot her. This is what we're experiencing, right? The mind of individuals are being controlled. By whom? By the devil himself. But then there's a scripture that tells us that we are in the last days, and we're going to see the Holy Spirit slowly being withdrawn. Are you seeing it, beloved? Individuals are taking life like it's nothing. No remorse. Absolutely no remorse. I'm reading, it said I read the news, and it was talking about the information came out that a young man was found dead, wrapped up in the mat at a university. Husbands are killing wives, killing the children as well. One-year-old died in what? In New York, in a daycare, because they had fentanyl in there, and he got hold of it. These are one-year-old. How many mothers are dying in childbirth? These are real issues that are impacting individuals' lives. Everybody, we're going through trials, we're going through tribulation. But how is it we're going to be able to overcome as Bible-believing, as follower of Jesus Christ? So it says, if they meet with adversity or disappointment, they think that everything is going to ruin, that theirs is the hardest lot of all, that they are surely coming to want. Thus they bring wretchedness upon themselves and cast a shadow upon all around them. You know, have you ever been around that person, woe is me? And we all have things that we could complain about. But is it going to do us any good, or are we going to give the enemy power over us? Life itself becomes a burden to them, but it need not be thus. It will cost a determined effort to change the current of their... Can you change your thoughts? A merry heart doeth what? Good like a medicine. Can you change your thought? But the change can be made. Their happiness, both for this life and for the life to come, depends upon their fixing their minds upon cheerful things. Let them look away from the dark picture, which is imaginary, to the benefits with God, which God has strewn in their pathway, and beyond these to the unseen and eternal. For every trial, this is my part, I'm telling you, last week, this was like I was in this chapter. For every trial, God has provided help. I'm going to read that again. For every trial, God has provided help. For every, did we say one trial, a part? No. For every trial, God has provided help. When Israel in the desert came to the bitter waters of Marah, Moses cried unto the Lord. The Lord did not provide some new remedy. He called attention to that which was at hand. And I'm convinced that this was the moringa plant. That's what I'm going to stick to that, right? That is my analysis, because I've had the moringa with the seed, and I've put it in my mouth, and I've drank some water, and it made the water so sweet. So that's why I'm saying that, Eli. A shrub which he had created was to be cast into the fountain to make the water pure and sweet. When this was done, the people drank of the water and were refreshed. In every trial, if we seek him, Christ will give us help. In every trial, if we seek him, Christ will give us help. In every trial, if we seek him, Christ will give us help. Our eyes will be open to discern the healing promises recorded in his word. The Holy Spirit will teach us how to appropriate every blessing that will be an antidote to grief. For every bitter draught that is placed to our lips, we shall find a branch of healing. For every bitter draught that is placed to our lips, we shall find a branch of healing. We are not to let the future, with its hard problems, its unsatisfying prospects, make our hearts faint, our knees tremble, our hands hang down. Let him take hold of my strength and say, the mighty one, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Isaiah 57, verse 5. Those who surrender their lives to his guidance and to his service will never be placed in a position for which he has not made provision. Those who surrender their lives to his guidance, for which he has not, for guidance and to his service, will never be placed in a position for which he has not made provision. Whatever our situation, if we are doers of his word, we have a guide to direct our way. Whatever our perplexity, we have a sure counselor. Whatever our sorrow, bereavement, or loneliness, we have a sympathizing friend. If in our ignorance we make missteps, the Savior does not forsake us. What's the scripture? We need never feel that we are alone. angels are our companion. The comforter that Christ promised to send in his name abides with us. In the way that leads to the city of God, there are no difficulties which those who trust in him may not overcome. There are no dangers which they may not escape. There is not a sorrow, not a grieving, not a human weakness for which he has not provided a remedy. How beautiful is that? There is not a sorrow, not a grievance, not a human weakness for which he has not provided a remedy. How beautiful is that? Now I'm going to segue, and I'm going to go into, I'm still in Mind Cure, and I'm going to say, read a little piece of Sing Praises. All right? Let praise and thanksgiving be expressed in song. When tempted, instead of giving utterance to our feelings, let us by faith lift up a song of thanksgiving to God. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. We praise thee, O God, for thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. All glory and praise to the God of all grace, who has brought us and sought us and guided our ways. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May every soul be rekindled with fire from above. The chorus says, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Have mercy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Song is a weapon that we can always use against discouragement. As we thus open the heart to the sunlight of the Savior's presence, we shall have health and his blessing. I'm going to read that again. As we thus open the heart to the sunlight of the Savior's presence, we shall have what? Health and his blessing. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. In darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction, and in the affliction and iron, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And then I'm going to close with Blessed Assurance. All right, I'm going to do Blessed Assurance. And so I'm still in Mind Cure, and I'm doing Mara and Elam. Today, tis Elam with his psalms, with his palms and wells, and happy shade for desert weariness. I'm going to read that again. Today, tis Elam with his palms and wells, and happy shade for desert weariness. Was Mara yesterday all rock and sand, unsanded solitude and dream and dreariness, yet the same desert holds them both. The same hot breezes wander over the lonely ground. The same low stretch of valley shelters both, and the same mountains compass them around. So it is here with us on earth, And so I do remember it has ever been. The bitter and the sweet, the grief and the joy lie near together, but a day between. Sometimes God turns our bitter into sweet. Sometimes he gives us pleasant water springs. Sometimes he shades us with his pillar cloud. And sometimes to a blessed palm shade brings. What matters it? The time will not be long. Marah and Elam will alike be past. Our desert wells and psalms will soon be done. We reach the city of our God. At last, O happy land. Beyond these lovely hills, where gush enjoy the everlasting spring. O holy paradise above these heavens, where we shall end our desert wanderings. And that's for Horatius Bonar. Blessed assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Chorus. This is my story. And this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. And this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. Franny J. Crosby. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto to recompense of the reward. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Hebrews 11, verse 26. Here ends the reading for today. I pray that you were blessed. I know that I was blessed. I know that I garnered so many gems, so many wealth of information that I'm able to use. Knowing that God is never going to give us more than we can handle. Knowing that God has never made a provision, has never failed to make a provision for any trials that we may experience. So let us continue to, on our lips, give God praise. Speak good over our life. Speak about God's blessing within our life. Forsake the thoughts of the enemy where he comes up in our minds. Saying that we, we're not good enough. We're going to be sick forever. We are broke. We're poor. We're this. Hold on to the fact that God has created us. And he says that when we surrender, when we're obedient to him, he will be able to do marvelous things within our life. Amen and amen.
Hey, can you pray for me? Can you pray for me in the school?
Certainly. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We're so thankful for this message. Lord, we know that you have given us so many items that we can pull from our toolkits. You have given us song as a weapon. You have given us praises on our lips. You have told us that a merry heart do it good like a medicine. You have promised that you will never forsake us. You have promised that you have made provision for any trials or tribulation that we may go through. And I pray that as we leave today, as we separate from one another, Lord, we will continue to cling to your grace, to your throne, to your feet, to your word, knowing that you can have, and you have the victory within our life. You are in control, and you have allowed the trials and the tribulation to come our way so that you are able to strengthen us, so that we will be able to fit, we will be fitted to do your blessing. Be with each and every person today. Allow their hearts, Lord, to be pricked. allow their minds, Lord, to know that they're in control through Christ Jesus, and we are able to have that and exercise that power where we can speak life or death over our lives. But I pray, Lord, that you will give us the will to be able to speak life over ourselves and over others so that you can be uplifted, so that you can be glorified. We thank you, Lord, for all the words that you have put in our hearts and in our minds, and I pray that you will allow us to be doer of these words. We bless your name, and we give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation and mind cure. And my dear beloved, I just want to, you know, share with each one, you know, what these wonderful message and promises that God has given unto us. It's free of charge. So we are asking you to go back, Ministry of Healing, and study these words, because these are powerful to us. And this is going to allow us that we can go out there obediently to go and share God's word. And you know what? We have a blessed assurance in Jesus that all things is possible if we trust him. So I just want to thank you all tonight for sharing, and also your prayer requests by singing and, you know, telling us about the goodness of God and what God has been doing. And we welcome back Sister Stephanie. We heard, you know, all the things that happened in during, you know, our stay away a little, not stay away letter that God gave us. He gave her the wisdom, knowledge, and understand to excel, and we are so grateful for that. God is so good. My dear beloved, I thank God for myself because I am here right now, and, you know, I just know that he is a great physician. You know, I'm here right now at the table, and I just ask him to continue with his healing process with both my eyes and my receipts, able to do all things, so I trust him. Thank you again. And we don't, I just have a few minutes. If you, anyone here would like to inquire something that you did not understand, we have just a few minutes here. So you can take off yourself off the line and press 1 if you want to ask us a separate question, something that you did not understand or you want to know more about. You can just take off yourself and press 1. And we will give you the opportunity that you can ask the question. I will just give you a little time, and if I have not seen any hand, right, if I don't see any hand raised, I am going to play the song, closing song, and welcome everyone who will join us, and we are asking you tomorrow night is our Sabbath night, and Sister Carla will be the host, so we are asking you please to join and also invite a friend, and let us remember our prayer, all these prayer requests, the names of our brothers and sisters who is asking for prayer in your closet. You know, you sit there, you lie there, you wake up in the morning, remember these names that you can pray for them. So thank you again, my dear. No one hacks hands up, so I'm going to play my favorite song for closing. So good night. After this time.